This Sunday, January 26th at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be teaching, guest teaching at Miriam Hazanea School, also known as New Earth Mystery School. All right, so exciting. I'm teaching a class called Financial Prosperity 2.0, where we will discuss the intersection between integrity and making great money.
Especially, my friend tells us where the dollar's really at.
Especially in the creative field. Just a really good conversation to have, especially when spirituality is the center of everything you do. Sometimes you can feel guilt for making a lot of money or even charging for certain things. So we'll have that conversation. I always love joining Haza School because her class is awesome. They're just great. The conversations in the chat room are always great, always enlightening, always full of such great energy. So it's always a good time. If you're not a member of her school, that's totally okay because you can buy the class separately. If you want more information, go to MariamHazanea.com. That's MariamHazanea.com. And if you click on the upper right corner where it says New Earth Mystery School, it's a drop down menu. Click on New Earth Mystery School and it will show you all the current classes. Scroll all the way down to January. It'll say Financial Prosperity. And there you will find me at the 2.0 course. It's the third tab. Click it and you can buy the course. And it'll be January 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cannot wait to, I guess not see you, but chat up with you. Catch up with you.
So, Professor Friend.
It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to get and talk about energy and cosmic laws. You know how we get down. So let's do that, and I will see you there.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
You asked me to fill out an W-9 to help you embezzle money.
Embezzle?
Yeah.
Embezzle?
Because you wanted me to.
Embezzle?
Yeah.
Embezzle? Embezzle?
I was helping
her. Embezzle? She's talking about embezzle money. Embezzle, bitch. Embezzle? Embezzle? Well, what money did you embezzle? Embezzle? I done heard it all.
Oh my God, how many times did she say
it? Happened just like that, too.
Embezzle?
Embezzle? Embezzle?
Is the hashtag embezzle, but not for the literal
LeBron James
meaning of the word, right?
Embezzle?
It's funny that you bring that up.
Oh. Isn't that what it sounds like? It triggered that thought.
Exactly that. It,
yeah.
Exactly
the repetitive, you know, high-pitched voiceover that we just heard is from none other than Black China. It was from her show when she was being very Black and China.
Yeah.
I mean, she kept repeating the word embezzle that her best friend at the time, Treasure, had used in reference to shit that went down, you know, between them with some
money. Let's go.
But it ain't about embezzle. You know what I got out of that?
What?
Black people, especially Black women, okay, follow this. They really know how to draw emphasis to something. They know how to highlight things and make things more than what they are, even what they're intended to be. Embezzle now has a whole new meaning. The memes have taken over. People, I saw on Twitter the other day, somebody said the club, they texted their friend like the club was going to be $40 that night because it was MLK weekend, and they would text back, embezzle! $40! So it's just taking on a whole new meaning. All because of the creative genius of Black China and Black people, okay? We know how to emphasize things and make them memorable. The hashtag is embezzle because we need to try our best to just do what we do at our highest rate of efficiency and performance to emphasize
which
things.
Which one was your favorite?
The one she was like, embezzle! The one she really got underneath the and embezzle. That's the one where it was because you get out there and then she just pulled you down and brought you back up. I thought it was incredibly genius.
Oh my God.
So the hashtag this week is embezzle.
Now, is it the way that it's spelled? Because when she said it, I was like, is it spelled with a W? The way she could embezzle.
Nope, that's just what makes her cute. So it looked just like it does to me and you, ELLE. But in her eye, she saw a W. Maybe it was them bangs in the way. Maybe that's what it was, one of them dumb wigs.
Black
lap shade wigs with the bangs in the front. Anyway, moving on to the QTNAs this
week. Lampshade.
first QTNA. Is it true that at a recent Netflix event, an obviously tipsy host of The Circle, what's the lady's name that hosts The Circle?
Michelle Bateau.
She accidentally elbowed somebody in the coat room, right? And then the person turned around and was like, all right, what the fuck? And then they stopped and they looked at each other for 2 seconds before Irv Gotti looked her in the eye and said, nah, bitch, you bad from The Circle, and walked out.
My God.
Irv Gotti and Michelle, you look alike.
No,
and I said
don't.
What I said.
Close circle chat.
Question two. Look at it. Where is it, Asante? In the eyes. You know that looks just like her.
Oh my God.
With a crimped wig and parted down the middle.
You,
okay.
You see Dustin's picture go gray.
Look, and watch they go invite his ass to the circle after that shit. I just want to hear her commentary when you're around.
Oh, we can go for it. Michelle don't want this smoke.
y'all would have a good time together.
Yes, we would. Like Michelle, let's why not get along?
How do we get you on The Circle?
That's right.
Or co-hosting it with her, because both of y'all together cracking jokes on everybody in the house doing shit would be hilarious. You know, I don't know what it got to be.
Embezzle! Question two. Which one of y'all said that when churchy people give somebody the finger, they just put the other one in front of it like a cross, but it mean the same thing? Which one of y'all said it?
What?
Who said it?
How does he come up with this stuff? Oh my God.
QTNA 3, okay? This week, another we get another quick total nigga analysis.
I can't even get it out after the churchy people thing. That's God
okay. Catching me in my throat where I said, I shouldn't have said
got
it, Lord. I shouldn't have said it. Okay. QTNA number 3, a quick total nigga analysis, Trace. Right? Which, again, to remind our listeners, this is a new segment where we get to poke our noses into people's business and give unsolicited advice. Right?
A new segment.
Yeah, that's what this is. We didn't qualify it now, girl.
Look, we went somewhere. I'm still riding. Okay, let's go.
This week, we're going to change Cynthia Bailey's Real Housewives of Atlanta tagline.
Ooh.
Now, everybody knows the Real Housewives of Atlanta start off with a quick tagline in the opening credits. It's an iconic moment in the experience as a viewer to get to define someone's place in this cast by what they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Cynthia, we want you to change yours. And we want you to change it to the following.
Oh, God.
Honey, I'm a model. I refuse to act ugly. Genius, right? Genius. Thank you.
I...
Silence that followed took me.
Okay. It's the truth. She was a model. She refuses to act ugly. She's known for not getting in the mess. Cynthia, we've decided for you. Put the peach in your hand and get the bump in your gums.
I couldn't even laugh because you were so proud of yourself. Before I could even react, it happened so fast.
You got, and the number one thing, that was actually on brand, because the number one trait in a housewife is what? Confidence. That's it.
Embezzle.
We just embezzle. Oh, I guess that's the last one. So with that being said, hey, y'all. Welcome to The Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know I don't, and I'm very happy to be here. Hey, friend, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you guys?
We're good and embezzled. How you doing?
I am fantastic. I am out of breath already, and we just started. I don't know how I'm going to get through this episode.
Dustin, you have a black business for us this week, huh?
I absolutely have a black business for y'all. And when I say for y'all, I mean all of y'all, because this is something that is inclusive and good for the friends to have and be able to take ownership of. And as soon as I find it, here it go right here. I took it out as long as I could. This is a great clothing line that I recently was hanging out in Harlem, met some really cool young entrepreneurs and designers, one of which was Royale Eros, who is the CEO of Royale 007. There's a clothing line that is very, very interesting and trendy. You see these hoodies? I know you guys can't see them over the airwaves, but just imagine with your mind's eye, okay? It's a highlighter yellow, a hoodie, really, really dope design and font on the front. It says not an option, and heartbreak is not an option in a very cool way. Super artistic, just basically is some fly shit. Designed by a young black fella that I met, and I can personally put the stamp on it because I seen the clothes. Guess what, y'all? He had them on. The nigga was a walking billboard.
Cute.
I said, where did you get that hoodie? He said, funny you ask, okay?
Nice.
And here we go. So the Instagram account that you all need to follow is Royal Chronicles 007. So Royal, just like it sounds, R-O-Y-A-L, Chronicles, the same way that it sounds, 007. Go there. There's a link available, and you can send a DM as well. Tell them the Friend Zone sent you. And enjoy your new threads.
Super cute.
Amen.
Business is black.
And this week, Asante, you are going to spearhead our hot button conversation.
That is absolutely correct. I will be taking the lead on this week's episode. And as we take the lead, because it's the top of the episode, don't forget that you can come see us at Sony Hall February 13th.
That's right.
We will be there. We will be in rare form. We will have guests. We will have games.
It's a love show.
It's going to be really fun.
It's a love show. It's
a show for the lovers.
A show for the lovers. This
a lot
one's
of
for
fun
the lovers.
Couples yes. joining us.
Yes, this
fun
is for the couples. Singles and the lovers. This is for the singles and the daters, datables, dated,
whether
all
you're
that.
Attached, datables. Unattached, it don't even matter.
It don't
just
matter.
Come through.
Just come on out.
You might even find
if
something.
If you want to come, come.
That should be the tagline. I'm going to put that on Twitter.
Hey, okay. Well, that's on a Thursday. And speaking of Thursdays, if you're listening to this episode the day that it comes out on Wednesday, tomorrow, which is a Thursday, I will be hosting a happy hour in Brooklyn mm-hmm. at a place called Velvet Brooklyn. Check my Instagram. It's at Hey Asante. It's a late night happy hour. It's from 7 to 11. I'm just going to be playing a bunch of music. I actually have decided at the last minute we're going to be doing lyrical bingo. So I'm going to print out a bunch of lyrics, put them on bingo cards.
Cute.
If you win, you can win prizes. So come out for that. That's going to be happening from 8 to 10.
I get violent when I play bingo, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be from 8 to 10. Please don't get too violent, Dustin.
That stamper, I take that stamp.
No,
boy,
don't.
I'm telling you, everybody be a bingo card. You did it!
I'm
bitch, you know
little,
that was my number.
I'm getting
it's
them
gonna be so much
I'm
fun.
Getting them little sticker dots. You just solidified it. Thank you for that.
Damn.
And now that we've got that out of the way, let's get to the nitty gritty of the hot topic of this week. And because it's me, it's going to be something weird. And I have chosen one
I'm
of my...
I'm not going to look at you while you say it.
Well, it's not too weird.
Okay.
There are weird things on this list. I've always been so nervous hosting the show, so I always want to give like really cool information. I always give like nostalgic fun stuff. But today I want to give like stuff that might be a little realistic, but in weird ways that and fun things that we can talk about.
Like ringworm?
No.
Like Black Mirror?
Close.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about my favorite thing in the entire world, which is electronics.
Let's do it.
It's January, the beginning of the year. At the beginning of every year, there's a trade show that happens, and it happens in Vegas. It's called the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, yeah.
So
Maya
like,
goes every year.
And she belongs there. Of course she goes there. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. I want to go one year. Like, I always love conventions. So whether it's like anime, video games, electronics, I want to be in the building. And I was looking at all this stuff and I was thinking about how funny it would be if all of us were at these conventions.
We
and
need
things.
To be there.
And so I had you guys in mind when I was making this episode. In my mind, I was like, okay, if we were at one of these conventions, what things do I think would be interesting to us? Like, what things would we go up to and what y'all would say, which I might say, which I might not say. So I'm just going to read them off and see what happens. So at the Consumer Electronics Show, first of all, shout out to CNET. I follow all of these random ass tech things from CNET to Engadget to Sharper Image, which is a throwback because they still
Ooh,
be putting
I love
shit out.
Sharper
Did
Image.
You love
was
going
always
through
so
them catalogs?
Much fun.
Sharper Image was really like at the beginning of shit because more shit I see today, I'm like, oh damn, I remember looking at that in the Sharper Image catalog back in the day.
It made me feel more sophisticated than like my cousins and shit when I would ask for shit from Sharper Image.
Yes, but ooh, can I get this this Razor scooter? It's in the Sharper Image. So like, why can't you get that regular scooter? It got two wheels on it too. It's like, no, it's not the Sharper Image one.
Don't get me started
on
that foot spa.
Oh yeah,
or the massager.
Ooh, massagers. Which yes, let me tell y'all. The Sharper Image. Continue.
No, and we're actually going to talk about some massages later in this conversation. But again, this is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Like CES.
CES, that's exactly
is there
what it's
a pool
called.
At the convention center.
Is there a pool?
Because if so, they would have a cesspool.
Well, outside of the cesspool.
How had you say
on the, in the you really got me. That was a good one. I hate you for that. So in the floor room, they have tons and tons of companies that come out and they provide electronics that they're going to release later this year. Or sometimes it's concept stuff. And sometimes it's things that, you know, that's been out and they're just revamping and redoing. So at the top of this list, I want to talk to you guys about something we've talked about before. It's actually a throwback to the mukbang, the Impossible Burger Friend. I don't know if you guys know, but the Impossible Burger actually, you know, because it's like genetically engineered like food. It's fake meat. They debuted it at the Consumer Electronics Show last year.
That's some shit. God.
I'm going to tell you, I draw the line at eating a fucking battery operated burger. Okay.
Well,
they I ain't eat no electric at burger. A tech show.
Yeah. Consumer Electronics Show, which is, you know, a little ironic.
Yeah. But technically, it ain't meat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I need to do a detox. Exactly. Lord.
So they debuted there last year. And so this year they went on to debut, the Impossible Burger had like a shaky rollout after they debuted it. But they're doing Impossible Pork.
Okay.
Okay.
So like you'll be able to get the same, like they'll do Impossible Sausage, and they're going to test in certain cities this man-made pork substitute, and it's supposed to be designed for kosher and halal certification, and it's supposed to be available for a limited time at certain Little Caesars, but I don't know how long that's going
to
last.
Who ain't nobody that goes to Little Caesars interested in Impossible nothing.
You never know.
Well, listen, Little Caesars had the hot and ready now, so you know,
right.
McDonald's, the other competitor, Burger King, you know, they did the Impossible Burger, so for people that want to be healthy and they want to have, you know, they're on a budget, Little Caesars could be the option if they have at their Little Caesars.
I guess.
Now, as you and I both guess, because I feel you.
Right.
Do I still want to eat this meat? And I was reading on like what it's made. And basically they go on to say that what gives meat its flavor is heme. So heme, H-E-M-E. I think you talked about this before when we were talking about the Impossible Burger way back when. But heme is basically an iron molecule. And it's what they use to it's used in the molecule of blood to transfer like oxygen or some shit. So they do this in beans, legumes, and it's called a legoheme.
Like hurry up, Raheem.
Nope. Like, so there's hemoglobin and then there's the, mm-hmm. the leg hemoglobin. So mm-hmm. there's the heme, and then there's leg heme.
No hemo.
No hemo. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, hemo. Because you want to taste like meat. Mm-hmm. So the hemo is what, or the heme actually is what they used to make it taste like.
In my
like
case,
meat.
Too. I'm a hemo. Proud and practicing.
You know, that's actually. I'm going to just give myself a gold star. I read this note here without even having to read it. Sorry, I just needed to do that for myself.
I understand what I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So Impossible Pork was definitely one of those things that they featured. I just imagined us going over to the table and not trying the food.
Right.
Like that was
wow.
Like I imagined us smelling food and being like, damn, what's that smell?
Why these pork chops look like pita bread? Like I'm not doing it.
Right, like we're not doing that. This is something that I just found interesting overall, but L'Oreal, because you're worth it, mm-hmm. they have a tech incubator, which is basically, for those of you listening, it's when, you know, you are a startup and you need to get funding, or you're just trying to find a way to, like, get your shit distributed and whatnot. So if you into makeup, cosmetics, L'Oreal, they got that. So basically, in their tech incubator, they have this thing called the Perseo. Or Perso, the L'Oreal Perso. And it's basically, and we're talking makeup here, but it's a 6.5-inch beauty tech device, and it delivers personalized on-the-spot skincare and cosmetic formulas. So there's this little mirror that you look into.
Mm-mm. Stop right there. I'm hip. Don't even try it, L'Oreal. And I have so much respect for that company. But y'all know what's going
Why?
On right now in these databases and shit and your face.
Listen.
Well, you could just pick your fucking makeup out. You know what I'm saying? No.
Okay,
they gotta find clever ways.
So that's the thing. So it's a 3-in-1 device, and it creates custom formulas for lipstick and foundation. But they also do this thing where it does a personal skin analysis. So instead of just finding out what makeup you can wear, it'll give you stuff for if you have like dark spots and vitamins. Like it'll tell you all sorts of things like that you can take. But in the little 6.5-inch device, it is used to ooze out the pigments that you'd use for your makeup, but it can also be used to ooze out the little vitamins and stuff that you would use for if you want to do like a facial and things like that. So the little screen is weird to look into and have your face analyzed. And, you know, I still have my own doubts about stuff like that because, you know, the sensors, I don't know if these sensors in particular, so let me just say that. But, you know, they had the whole joke back in the day about the soap sensors not being able to sense, like, black skin. So I wonder, like, how sensitive this device is going to be for black skin, you know, like, is it properly going to read?
Last time we mentioned it, you busted out laughing. This really tickles you.
You remember,
man, why is the like racist the, ass soap dispenser? Even the like soap dispenser is racist.
The sanitizer,
black
whatever
people
that
got
was.
It so hard. I swear to God. For years, we done broke our backs in this country, man. Even the goddamn soap dispensers is against us. I swear to God. Oh, going into February, I'm finding this shit out. Damn.
So by harnessing the power of this AI, the level of personalization will be optimized over time as the system gathers more data about the customer's skin and personal preferences.
What else is there to gather? You didn't scan my goddamn face.
And so it does it every day. So if you're doing your skin routine, it's tracking whether you're getting rid of them dark spots or not, if you need to switch it up, or if you wear makeup,
yeah,
if you need to
I'm
switch
sure
up your...
Yeah,
I'm
sure that's why it was created.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we have another...
Because you're literally worth it, the money to the companies.
Let me tack on to that
yeah,
really
please,
quickly.
Come on.
Did you see the article that went viral on the New York Times where there's a new company... Well, it's not a new company, but it's a...
Clear something.
Clearview AI, mm-hmm. where they devised a groundbreaking facial recognition app where all you have to do is take a picture of a person and upload it to get all the pictures of that person has in life. It tells you everything. It's equivalent, you know, when you find a picture online and you do that drop mm-hmm. image and it just like tells you everywhere that person mm-hmm. is. But it's different to just snap it if I see you and want to know more about you. Now all I have to do is get a clear picture of your face and upload it.
Mm-mm. Right. That's so unethical. And it needs to be so regulated by law and government.
And think how much is going to be used in this day and
by
age.
By criminals. Okay.
Man.
That is a mm-mm. direct... that is a direct compromising of your safety.
It reminded me of the show You on Netflix.
Yeah, I was just thinking You the
is
app.
Is that not something he would do?
Instantly. No, thank you. About
so
to
that
kind of,
you know, and people seemed excited for the most part.
Of
people
course,
were like, oh, that's
pervs.
Cool. Because if, you know, you see someone at a party or something, you want to know more about them, you just scoop, snap a picture, upload it. Now you know their Instagram, all the information that they have available to you online. You kind of have access to it just from that image. So shit's getting real. I mean, it's been real, but it's getting real.
I'm scared.
You know, friend, I'm
it's
so glad.
I can't even say ours anymore.
Oh, I like you, Meatball. I actually like you.
Meatball was so, you saw please. She was just looking at him like, please. I can't even.
And then Roller Ray was like,
y'all, please.
Okay, Meatball. Okay, looking like Gucci Mane's sister. You see, that's what he said.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
That take break is boat. Brought to you by Rolling Ray.
No, you actually brought up some very good points, Fran, and this is actually going to segue me back to an article that came up on CNET when I was looking at CES, and the article was titled, Your Sex Tech Devices May Be Spying on You.
Your Sex
Tech Devices.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess I'll give you a couple of tech devices before
did
I
you
go
tell
into
Mandy?
And candy. That's what you need to tell. Candy so, Burst, the freaky ass
okay.
at the bedroom
the surveillance
candy.
Surveillance dungeon.
So,
yeah. Friends on the board. That's what I'm talking about. I love it when Fran dip a toe in the pool. I love
dip
it.
Dip a toe. So, sex tech is actually very important for a couple
that's
of reasons.
Because
last year, there was a woman named Lori something. I forget her name right now. I need to look it up.
What happened? Her vibrator wouldn't go off. Paralyze their ass. What happened? What happened?
Okay, so I forget the woman's.
Can you imagine getting shook so hard you get. Never mind.
No, so listen. Last year, there was a company. So the company's name is Lori DiCarlo, but the woman's name is Lori something else. I forget her real last name. But she makes these sex tech devices, and she tried to debut last year. And before she came, she actually. Damn it.
Okay, that was good.
That was good. Damn
before
it.
Before she came. We're not going to get through this.
Research.
No, this is great. I'm actually happy it's going this way.
Apparently, she was too. She was very happy it was going that Woo! Way.
Well, actually, she wasn't so happy at this point in time because
it was before she came.
Absolutely, it was before she came. So before she showed up to CES, she actually was going to CES to debut her device, and she was given an award. But then before she showed up, they took the award back because they were saying, "Oh, girl, you know you made sex toys like that's obscene."
Wait, what?
How shady.
What's up?
Yeah,
but so, why would you give someone an award without knowing what they made?
What? That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if somebody took that shit back. So it was this whole because they basically were trying to make the case that sex toys were obscene. Dumb. And then, you know, it was later stated that, you know, sex toys, that's personal hell. So it's like, that's not seen obscene. Like, you know, that's people need that. That I feel it matters. Seen. That's definitely a consumer electronics, you know.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mental health.
And look, multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar industries, okay? Too. You know what I'm saying?
I would say get the stick out of their ass, but these are people who need to put it in, apparently. Tight, you know, wound up. Relax. Let that bitch live. Make her money. Like, why would y'all hate on her like
that's
that?
That's wild.
Oh, Lori DiCarlo. Yeah, okay. So Lori DiCarlo is her name. But basically, she came back this year and she introduced... She introduced two new toys. So her new toys, they actually mimic human touch. So one of them, it mimics fingers, and the other one mimics like a mouth, but they're both
all
like
right now.
Yeah, so they're both like you know, vibrators, but they just mimic human stuff as opposed to them just being big ass long vibrators.
That's what did the great. First ones do?
The first ones were vibrators too. I didn't actually go back and look to see what their specialties
were. Like, I wonder
were.
What made them tech. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's tech because they vibrate. Like,
oh, okay, duh.
But then I guess the new tech isn't, you know, instead of, you know, it always has to be a step up, right? So instead of it just
what
vibrating.
They do, like, Bluetooth your pussy? I don't know.
Well,
like,
maybe
what
because
is.
I feel
maybe
like.
There's an app connected to it.
So that's exactly what it is. But I feel like they were doing that before because back when Candy was talking about doing her sex toys, I remember she was talking to the woman.
It vibrate to the music.
To the music. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
now,
wow.
So, you know, I've been looking at some of this stuff for a long time.
Bachata. And get that pussy right.
So, I prefer Latin trap myself.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, you know I love Latin trap. Shout out to Dykeman.
Yes, uptown.
What?
Toco, toco, toco.
Hey. Hey. You talking about your hips better roll.
Hey.
Anyway.
With these new toys that she debuted, basically.
Room before your, never mind. Let me be quiet. Can you imagine the dick just getting up, coming to you, and just jumping inside you? That's,
I mean, yeah.
Like, just like, yeah. Damn, Fred. You know we don't like to talk about you having sex and stuff, Fred. We ought to get, go on to the next one, dog.
So the whole reason, the funny thing is, I happened upon her whole, her.
You happened upon her whole.
I happened upon this whole article.
This is a nasty ass episode.
Oh, her stuff is nice.
Right, so this is the one that looks like the, this is the one that mimics the fingers.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then this is the one
was
that mimics the mouth.
Shrek?
This
well, it's just the touch
no,
that mimics
that
the fingers.
Like, part.
You use the whole thing to go in. It's just, yeah, the nubs. The,
that's cool.
Yeah, so she has those devices that she debuted this year. The reason that I even caught this article is because I saw a device that looked very familiar to me. I've seen it on some friends.
Oh.
And I was like, damn, that looks familiar. And it was that damn Crave necklace. And they were back. They were back this year. And they...
I stopped wearing that necklace.
So look, also the
vibrator necklace. You don't remember I used to wear it all the time.
You've been walking around with a vibrator on your necklace.
You remember that necklace?
You've been walking around
for
years with a vibrator on your necklace.
Yep. And the only reason I stopped wearing it was because when I had my wellness retreat in Jamaica, the lady was like, you have to open that. And I was like, it doesn't open. She was like, what's in it? And I was like, it's nothing in it. She was like, and she was looking at me and she was like, take it off. I don't know why she was like focused on it. And then she pressed it and it started, I was like, oh, fuck me. In the damn airport. And once she like quickly put two and two together, she just was like, ew, and like gave it back.
That's what you get. I'm glad, and let that be a lesson for you.
I just
you.
Stood there like,
nosy,
you did that all on
nosy
your
nosy Nadine. That's what you get. Nosy Nadine.
Because it's a necklace. Why are you making me take, why are you touching my necklace?
Best friend, you gonna learn today.
It was Shannon's merch. That's why I had it.
Okay.
Shannon had a collaboration with them.
Okay. I too.
And it had her name and like one of her quotes etched on it, which is pretty cool. And I bought one, you know, to support the homie. So that's why.
Well, I recognize
it. On giving. Hey, friend.
Shout out to the Vesper Touch and Tees. Those are Crave's newest products. Touch me.
They're cute. Me.
Yeah, so these are just the prototypes. You see the necklace is...
Oh, they're rings. Okay.
So yeah, this is the necklace, and I think these
listen to you browsing.
Do you see me? Hey. I'm like, click next.
Hey, now. Oh, so, well, this is actually the whole list of toys. I ain't go through everything, so I don't even know what the Satisfier does.
Well, I think
I mean, you can kind of look and get the idea. And then this is the sperm test. So it's a doctor's appointment. Like, it's a home sperm test. I didn't really get into the whole thing. I was like, we don't really need to go into the hospital stuff. Right. But I did want to go back into, you know, some of the hygienics any damn way since we're there. And there is this toothbrush, and it's called the Y brush. And the Y brush is basically telling you that you're able to, or using it, you're supposed to be able to brush your teeth in 10 seconds. It's a smarter auto-cleaning electronic toothbrush.
Laziness is going to be the death of everybody.
Well, they're saying.
This is crazy.
10 seconds?
They're basically saying.
Is it like via laser?
It's using the
we
base
gonna
method.
Be looking like Brits in the mob.
It's the base method, so it's clean with sonic vibrating technology.
Sonic vibrating technology.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, you add your own toothpaste to it. You put the Y brush. So the Y brush, it looks, it's in the shape of a Y. It looks like a damn mouth guard, and you're supposed to put it in your mouth, and you try, like, you fit it into your mouth, and you're supposed to bite down on it, and you're supposed to chew on it for 5 seconds. And I guess it vibrates when you press it or something. And then you're supposed to flip, rinse, or repeat and rinse. So then, like, you do your upper teeth and then your bottom teeth for 5 seconds each. So that's the 10 seconds.
Man, I'm just finna brush my damn teeth.
I just brush my teeth.
Right. I like
brushing my teeth.
Me too.
I love it.
It's low-key personal
time. It's therapeutic.
Time. Self-care.
Right? Sometimes I forget I'm brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. I will zone the fuck out and be like, whoa,
it feels
come back.
Good. I always loved getting fluoride treatments at the dentist. When I was a little kid, that gel used to taste so good. I would be trying to eat it.
I do like the toothpaste at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, strawberry.
The bubble gum was lit too. But that was sometimes.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I was about to
the
say,
strawberry,
gum.
The red was a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love buddies. Yeah.
Them fluoride treatments used to be so good.
Oh, shout out to Dr. Heavenly. Please just bring us into your
dentistry. Yeah, Dr. Heavenly, we really want you to do our teeth, girl.
Like, that was no joke. So, yes, there is one other random weird thing that I wanted to feature. Or actually, it's a segment of things. So, cars were featured because people love to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody debuted their cars. And actually, before I get into the car, another vehicle I want to talk about. We were talking about Segway. We were talking about, whatchamacallit, the sharper image and all that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Segway, the company, they're produced, they're debuting.
The mall cop stand-up things, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new lazy Segway that they just came up with. That's what I called it. But it's called the Ninebot. And it looks like a big ass chair. I mean, it almost looks like a big, like
a recliner.
Like a big throne. I
like
just don't...
a family room chair.
It looks like an evil villain chair almost. Like, if you're watching a music video, you know, like in Sierra, like if I were a boy, she was sitting on that big ass throne mm-hmm. chair in the
like
beginning.
Like the old wicker chairs we used to all have.
Well, I would love one of them on wheels.
I was about
wicker
to say,
yeah.
Low key now, if they did like a limited collaboration, it was like for black folks, like a Dapper Dan version, that would go. Like,
we saw the one Crystal has.
Yes.
That one's lit.
It's the shit. I'm trying to find a good photo of this to show y'all.
I want the old one. The real one.
Yeah,
the
that
high back.
The high
yeah.
back. The yeah. people used for baby showers.
Yep.
So this is just a yes, everybody posted like yeah. this one have a pimp cane to go with it. So this is just kind of what it looks like. I always think of it like it looks like that wheelchair that the Superman was in,
the
Clark
lazy,
Kent.
Like, this is
so they're trying to like standardize this, and basically they want to use it in like
standing was just overwhelming.
Well,
that's
they were,
crazy.
This is supposed to be like in, I guess if you need to go like short distances, because it goes like 43 or 45 miles in a whole charge. And I think it takes 2 hours to charge. So it's like, why are you even doing this? But it's supposed to go like, I guess if you're going like through your complex or something, or like maybe
but
a golf course.
Then again, you know what? I take it back because I'm thinking of the cops, but for the like an older person, imagine like an older person.
Yeah.
Or someone who isn't able-bodied.
Yeah, especially in the city. Like, that'd for an older so person useful. In the city, like, I'd rather see them zoom down in one of those mm-hmm. than that wheelchair that they be in, because that one looks scary.
If that's intended for that sort of use, I'm with it.
Right.
But
right.
I thought it was just some people who want to sit down and still and roll. Like, that's so disrespectful to people that have to do that to move around.
To navigate, yeah.
Like, I don't like that shit. That's disrespectful to me.
I wonder, yes. though, what's the price point, though? Because that's probably going to be really expensive.
They probably talked about it, but I ain't making
yeah,
that far.
Point,
it just looks
get
stupid
a Honda
to me.
Civic.
Right, because you know it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cars, that's actually where I wanted to go. And I wanted to segue using a segue. You know, kickball change. I'm not back to balls. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this particular vehicle because it just reminded me of so many different innovations. It reminded me of, like, Apple and them doing the iPhone. You know, they used to just be big in computers, so everybody was like, what the fuck are y'all gonna do making phones? And then now we always all do the iPhone all the damn time. And not to say that this company is gonna become that landmark, I don't know if they're even taking this that serious, but Sony, they debuted a car, and as of right now they say it's just a concept. They're not actually talking
Sony?
About yes
okay
Sony. And the reason that they even, debuted a car is because they make all sorts of other electronics. So it was a way for them to showcase, their motion sensor technology with the cameras, their entertainment systems with the dashboard in the car, audio systems inside, stuff like that. But the car isn't a fully functional car. It's just a concept car that they created. But it looks so bomb. People were looking at that shit like, y'all Sony, why don't y'all just make cars? And so I just thought of it to be so big, like, it would be really, really dope if Sony was to come in the car game, because I don't think we've seen like TCL, like they're a TV company, and they're making cell phones now because, they work with screens and stuff like that. I don't see them moving on to like bigger electronics like cars, but I just think it's dope when people will branch out. And since Sony's done every other electronic, I think it would be hot to ride in a Sony car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks beautiful to me. I just want to show you the concept. And I'm going to be showing y'all a couple more cars. But it just looks like a silver, nice little streamline.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a good Charger.
Yep. And then they were talking about a lot of the cars that they showcased, even though they were even concept cars, were talking about self-driving or auto-driving. So that was a big, big thing that people were talking about this year. So
yeah, I feel like we have to get used to that.
I trust the Sony brand enough to buy their car, though.
Yes, 100,000%.
I mean, the Walkman thing, it was Ooh. Came and went, but it was good while it lasted.
But that was the thing. They were able to live past that, from the Walkman, Discman, mini disc.
Ida Ben Wells. I love Sony. For real.
Oh my God.
Prince on, okay?
So yes, Sony, I loved looking at the car. Everyone that showed it and talked about it had nothing but great things to say about it, except for the fact that it was just a prototype. The last car that I really want to talk to y'all about is because it looks so ridiculous. I should not have let it like that. It looks cool, but there are parts of it that look ridiculous to me. Mercedes-Benz, they debuted their car, and it's very, very, very minimalistic on the inside, but it's the Mercedes AVTR. So it's after the movie Avatar, because it looks like the damn Avatar. So I called it the Avatar car. You can't really see...
That looks cool.
Yeah. For those of y'all listening, make sure y'all Google this stuff. But
it's beautiful.
I'm about
yeah.
to...
Doorless. Like, well, I would say sedan, but that means it's a four-door. But it looks like a frame in the
and
middle.
And it looks like it has a Philips Hue light system.
Yes. It looks like
yes.
Tron, the light cycle thing.
It's cute. Yeah, I like it.
And I love mm-hmm. Tron. So the wheels, when you get a closer look to them, shout out to Supercar Blondie. I've been watching her damn YouTube videos.
Wow.
They were showing in Vegas, they were shutting streets down. So people were looking at the cars as they rode down. And they showed this one off a lot. And apparently it's supposed to be able to do, there's no steering wheel in there because it's supposed to be self-driving. So there's this little control pad in
wow.
the center where the armrest is. And you're supposed to be able to, like, touch it and basically motion with the car. And then you can interface by using hand motions on the inside.
And they just make these for fun, right? Because these never come to fruition.
So, well, some of these are prototypes that they're just working on to come out in the future. So some of them do come into fruition,
right.
And then some of them come into fruition whether they're just like different little pieces of the car, because I think it takes years for certain things to roll out as a whole. Because even like body frames, I feel like we haven't seen a car body frame change like significantly in like 10, 15 years, really.
Yeah.
Because at one point I felt like I don't know. I
this one
is,
feels like this, what I thought cars would look like in 2020.
Right? Just take a look at this. I want you to see this inside. Because the inside...
I like the wheels.
And this is the back.
About to give me that phobia thing where I can't... Oh, the phobia.
Oh, well, that... Whoa. Sorry,
gotta,
I'm trying
that's
to...
That's gotta go. She keep,
I what is know. That, the back?
Yeah, so it's the back.
I don't want one no more.
See, I told you it looked kind of weird. Like, because it's
is
after
it
gonna, the...
Is it coming back?
It's like supposed to represent scales.
Yeah, ugh. Because in the movie, the Avatar, like the little thing that they rode on had them things in the back. I got the horses in the back. You see the door open, that glass door?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I would drive it.
I mean, well, you ain't driving it. You just riding it. So,
oh, well, I'd sit in
so
it.
Look, so look at it. Look at how it looks. Like, the seat and all that. Like, when you touch that interface, it's supposed to be able to adjust everything, whether it's, like, the sound profiles for you,
that's
the seat adjustment,
cool.
All that. So
this lady doesn't look luxe enough to sell the vision to me.
She reviews cars all of the time. Like, her YouTube channel is nothing but her going to review and look at cars.
So she's not affiliated with the brand. This
not
is
the
just
brand.
Her reviewing
no,
the
yeah.
car. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
this is her just walking through.
She's a
through.
YouTuber.
Yeah, she's,
got it.
She's a,
okay, well, there you go. She, and, I thought, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Shout out to YouTube, because I was just, you know, I like getting high and just getting lost in the sauce on YouTube, looking at all the electronics or listening to music or whatever. But Jay Leno, who I had no idea, I was like, what's Jay Leno been doing? He has a YouTube channel where he just goes through cars.
You know he has like a million cars.
Yeah,
like
a
collects
massive
cars.
Collection.
I knew he was a car collector, but I didn't know he was going through them. Like, I just figured he was sitting around somewhere, maybe
him
trading them
and
selling them.
They have was, like huge, like...
They have, they on his YouTube channel, he goes through all of them. Like, he goes through those, talks to new people about new cars. Oh, look at the wheels on this too, by the way.
That's crazy.
This is low key. I don't know why they never did a cartoon about Jay Leno like driving or something.
Yo,
like that. That's it was just a no brainer.
Huge
me.
Missed opportunity there. Huge missed opportunity.
I can't look at that. Whatever the fuck that was.
That's the car. But yes, in regular consumer electronics, do I have a lot of time? Am I running low on time? I feel like I've been talking for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I want to talk about TVs, because let's talk about things that we all use, right? TVs are changing. TCL is a company I mentioned earlier. Them, Samsung, and a few other companies, they showed all sorts of type of TVs. So they're doing these foldable or rollable TVs. So you can actually install like a little slim base and the TV will roll out, or it'll roll down. It could be a drop down TV or roll up, but it's literally a flat TV. So you can have the TV any damn where up against the wall, and it's not like taking up space and it's not heavy. It's just a flat ass TV. And they also did oversized.
Like a slip and slide.
I mean,
like a projector
maybe.
Screen?
Right.
Well, yeah. So I guess they had projectors in mind, because they also debuted wall TVs. So like wall sized, huge ass, like oversized TVs.
Oh, wow.
And
ooh, what a home theater.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool looking at all the different oversized TVs, the slim, like thin TVs. And then they were also talking about the age of the cell phone. They were talking about rotating TVs. So, like, you could literally get a TV, and if you're watching something and it's vertical only, the TV will literally fucking rotate and show you that shit vertically.
Now, that sounds like a great way to waste your income tax refund money.
I just don't want it, because that's too much wall space I have to account for now. Because now I have to have that space for if my shit go vertical, and then if it want to go back horizontal. Because I just
and we live in New York.
Right, this
good
like,
luck with
I
that.
I can't do it. That's too.
We barely can put a flat screen.
Like,
okay. So if I find me a good size flat screen, I can't have that bitch rotating. It's too big. So
yeah, but who don't want their living room to look like the movies? Like the whole damn wall being television.
Yeah.
Like that
I
is
mean,
fire.
That's cool.
That
I
is,
mean, yeah.
And imagine. Never mind.
Oh Lord.
That's fire. That's all I got to say.
I mean, low key, when we were talking about the flat TVs or like the
flat tummy TVs.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You just get this TV, and once a day, the layer is just gonna shed and shed until it's flat like this. So they were debuting the TVs and the sizes, and because the TVs are getting so big, you know, with tech every year, resolutions go up. So I don't know why. I just got a 4K TV. Don't even still know the difference between the 720, 1080p, and all that. But now they were talking about 8K for next year. So
$8,000 for a television.
Yeah, when I was getting my TV, because I really couldn't see the difference. Mm-hmm. And the guy was so honest. I appreciated him at Best Buy. He was like, can I tell you the truth? He was like, to the eye, it's like not a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if you're someone that likes tech specs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's important.
That's
to
gonna
you.
Turn
yeah.
you on. But the difference between the two that I was looking at was like a $500 difference for something that the eye literally couldn't tell.
That's why I got me one on
so
sale.
So I was like, well, fuck it. That. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'm not. It's just not that serious to me.
I, too, like to read specs just to see what I need and probably don't need and still going to get just so I can have it.
I mean, I'm sure it's cool to read because so, the stuff he was saying, I was like, ooh. But then when I turned it on, I was like, I don't like, know.
Ew. Yeah.
It's like, all
so
right.
So when Sony was, they re-released the latest PlayStation, the PS4. They were doing the, it's the PS4 Pro now. They were saying the Pro, you can see it's a 4K difference. But that's only if you have a 4K TV. Right. So when I got my new PlayStation, the only reason that I got a 4K TV is because I traded in my old one and it was only like $50. Thank God, GameStop, I got y'all that day. It was only $50 for me to get the new PlayStation. Mm. And so I was like, well, I can give me a new fucking TV then. And I got me a new 4K TV. And the resolution settings does change, like when I'm watching it through my PlayStation versus a regular thing on my TV. And I just see the colors change. I can't really depict whether or not it's richer or fuller or not. I'm just
but
like,
you can see a difference.
I do see a difference. And I,
and to be honest, I don't really like the difference.
And that's what I was going to say.
Something about
when
the
it switches
color,
over, it seems like darker or harsher or vivid sometimes.
Yeah,
and I'm
like, something about it, I'm like, it doesn't feel like better to me.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
I don't always want it to be so, I don't always want to feel like I'm in the room or in the studio.
Right.
I just want to watch it.
Right.
I don't
want it to be too real. It makes movies look like a play.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Yes, exactly. There's a depth that's taken away where you feel like you're on stage with them. And maybe some people find that cool. And maybe it depends what you're doing. Maybe if you're gaming, that looks cool. But when you're watching a film, I'm like, there's something about it that has been taken away because it's so clear.
I agree.
And then, you know, like you said, there's like, now it's going to be 8K. I'm like, these poor actors, the makeup.
I agree. And when I noticed it, I was watching that Drake and Future Life is Good video. And I felt when they were on like the garbage truck, I felt like I was literally on a chair, like on a high like lift chair watching it in the damn studio. And I was like, this looks fake. It did look like a set. Like
it
a
feels
play.
Like you're in. Yeah. It's almost like you
like
see
it.
The set more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you watch the same damn thing on your cell phone and get a completely different feeling.
It's so weird. I don't know that it's better, to be honest.
I think the problem lies because this is a CES, like consumer electronics show, but electronics or, well, anything really, I guess, there's always that bloody line. Like it always just kind of leaks or bleeds whether it's going to be consumer versus pro. So it's hard, even like when I'm buying headphones for music, like are these headphones I can just enjoy music on, or are these going to give me every fucking detail because they think I want to edit this shit? Like it's so hard even looking at TVs because I feel like an idiot when I'm watching TV and my TV go damn dark because the scene changed. It's like a smart TV, so we're changing for the scene. It's like, well, no, bitch, my eyes is bad. You can't be changing the resolution on me. So it's very weird when companies come out with all of these things you can soup up, but they don't give you something that's just palatable that people just want to enjoy. So that's kind of why I enjoy the fact that everything is becoming to where you can optimize it yourself so much. But sometimes I just want to, like, you know, when you just want to pull it out the box and plug it in and enjoy it, you don't want to have to go through all your settings to find the best ones or the right ones to sync up with all your shit.
And some of us aren't going to adjust it beyond the factory settings.
No, absolutely
not. The shit needs
not.
To just roll right out the box. Like,
yeah,
it.
I was stressful with my new Samsung. I was like, pressing so much shit after a while, I was like, forget it. It's just gonna look how it looks.
Like, that magic, because there used to be magic in that. Like, I remember being young and it being magical to, like, take out your first old-ass cell phone with no fucking images on it and go through all your settings and make sure you had it the way that you wanted it. Like, to be able to pull out your laptop and, you know, work on your hotspots or whatever the fuck you were doing on your laptop. Like, it used to be cool to take out something and customize it, but then sometimes it's cool to just take something out and enjoy that shit. Like, it's hard to have to sit for an hour to figure out what color my TV's supposed to be before I could turn on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, no.
Like, damn.
Yeah, even though this is really, I guess, it doesn't make sense, but I don't always want to have a choice when it comes to my
right, electronics. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
I don't always want to have the burden of making the choice of how, you know what I mean? Like, just
sometimes the choice is just picking it up. Because
like,
there's
just work.
Because there's like 10,000 TVs, so can I just pick up one? Like, can I just choose the one that's going to work right out the box? Like, I got to choose the one I still got to go customize? Not know that's like damn entitled as fuck, but shit, they give
first
us so many options.
Problems.
First world problems as fuck. But yeah, this has been a tech roundup.
That was good. Thank you, Asante.
Yeah, no problem. I had a lot of random things that I wanted
hey man,
to talk about.
Thank you.
I'm glad we got to talk about, you know, food and sex and
tech.
And tech.
Nice. Yeah,
this was great. This was amazing.
Awesome.
So now, without further ado, I, my personal self, have been waiting to get here because you wouldn't tell us before we started recording. So now, this episode is brought to you by Children of Virtue and Vengeance, the instant number one New York Times bestseller and stunning sequel to Tomi Adeyemi's novel Children of Blood and Bone. Entertainment Weekly calls it a phenomenon. The New York Times says Tomi poses thought-provoking questions about race, class, and authority. This sweeping fantasy series is described as Black Panther with magic, bringing both Black Lives Matter and Black Girl magic into a fictional West African world inspired by Tomi's Nigerian roots. If you haven't read Children of Blood and Bone and Children of Virtue and Vengeance yet, now is the time. Ebony says they're the next big thing in literature and film. That's right, a movie is already in development with Lucasfilm, and it's sure to be the next blockbuster hit. Join the phenomenon and see why everyone is talking about Children of Virtue and Vengeance. Read it now.
Unlike grits, New Year's resolutions don't always stick, especially ones that focus on health. I, too, have been a victim of failing to keep a New Year's resolution. Last year, I said I was going to grow my beard for a year straight. I ain't had facial hair in 2 years, I said. But Daily Harvest makes it easy to eat well. They deliver thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food right to your door, and everything can be prepared in 5 minutes or less. Daily Harvest is something you can truly enjoy year-round as a quick solution to get the fruits and veggies that you need every day. They work directly with farmers to harvest organic fruits and vegetables at their peak and then freeze them within 24 hours to lock in the nutrients. Choose from more than 65 different options like smoothies, hearty soups, harvest bowls, and overnight oats. Each recipe takes one step to prepare, with room to make them your own, i.e. add seasoning. Add your favorite milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and top it with a little avocado or even a fried egg. I use it. Now, I'm allergic to avocado, so I don't do that. But let me tell you something about sliding that fried egg over the top of your Daily Harvest, okay? Mm. Enjoy. Nom, nom, nom. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code FRIENDZONE to get $25 off of your first box. That's promo code FRIENDZONE for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com.
So now, bring in the wind chimes.
So you guys know that this past weekend I had a campaign I was supposed to fly out to, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that was supposed to happen Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So I am
supposed to, no.
Exactly. So I was sleeping and, you know, had my bags packed, had, was like ready to head out. You know, you're checked in. You
yes.
You got the seat ready you want on the app. I got upgraded to first
ooh,
class.
Ooh,
like
yes.
Everything, it was just like everything magic. Was just like, yes, this is gonna be a great fucking weekend. It's a plant delivery company. I mm-hmm. was going to Michigan to their greenhouse.
Oh.
To play with plants for the weekend and do like an awesome campaign, which is peak friend
mm-hmm.
and pretty much the perfect, most perfect way for me to start the year. So I was feeling really good about it. So I am sleeping and I hear, you know, when you leave, when you don't close the faucet all the way, so you hear like the droplets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
if you're a light sleeper, I'm a light sleeper.
You can hear that.
You'll hear mm-hmm. it and it'll literally wake you up
yes.
out of your bed.
Yes.
So I heard it and I was like, oh, so I get up, go to turn it off, but it's not my bathroom. So I'm like, okay, I pull away the shower curtain. Maybe it's the shower. It's not the shower either. I step into the hallway and I hear there's water coming from the second bedroom.
No.
And at that point, my heart started beating
no.
fast because I was like, why would the sound of water?
Because there's no water source in that room. So what the fuck is wrong?
I was hoping you were telling me Roddy Rich was playing.
Right.
So I open the door.
No.
And there's a shower happening.
No.
My second bedroom,
no.
which you guys know is my office where
friend,
my
please.
iMac.
No. Lord Jesus.
No.
My printer, my desk. But here's the beauty of it. I woke up in time before it spread toward, but it was literally, I'm not exaggerating, it was an inch.
Oh my God.
The water was coming down. It was already on my desk, but it hadn't slid over enough to get the top of my iMac.
Oh.
So if I had slept even 5 more minutes, I would have woken up to my shit being in a pool of water.
Oh my God.
So I'm freaking out because I don't know what to do.
Right.
I moved everything, but then I'm like, what happens? Because this isn't coming from me. So mm-hmm. how do you control the spread of water coming from the ceiling? Because it was spreading. It was sliding down, started coming over. Y'all know that my bedroom, I've put a lot of time and mm-hmm. effort. And mm-hmm. so I started panicking, like, if that shit goes to my bedroom, I'm going to lose my shit. So an hour is going. Now I'm looking at the time because I have a flight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would this be happening now? No. Like, of all days, why is it happening? Period. Then the alarm starts going off, and it's like that automated voice. She's like, fire, fire, fire. So I'm like, is it a fire? Like, I run out to my terrace to see if I can smell anything or look up and see flames or something. Nothing. I don't know who to call because, you know, you didn't call mm-hmm. the police.
You call your super first and then your call building manager super, first. Then
nobody
super.
Answers.
Of course. Of course.
Because it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Building manager, no one answers.
Of course.
I don't want to call the police because we already know the panic with mm-hmm. that at 3:30 in the morning. So I was like, I literally just sat on the floor while my bedroom was flooding.
No.
Because I had no idea what to do.
I'm so sorry, friend.
And nobody was helping me. And the water started rushing towards my hallway. And I'm here grabbing what I can, trying to stop it and so that it doesn't spread. And then finally, like an hour and a half into it coming down, it just finally just stopped dripping. And the alarms finally stopped. They were going off this whole time. So I'm sitting here in this pool of water, not knowing if it's going to keep spreading, not knowing who to call, with no help, and the alarm screaming fire, fire, fire for an hour and a half. Like, anyone would lose their shit.
I hate to even ask, but what happens next?
So, do you know my building manager did not hit me until 8 in the morning?
No.
5 hours later.
Yes. And had the nerve to say, go on your flight, don't worry about it, we'll handle it. My flight is already missed, you asshole.
And what do you mean you'll go? What do you mean don't worry about my house flooding?
You didn't even respond to me for 5 hours and you think I'm going to trust you to handle anything?
So my shit can smell like mold and shit fucking with you? Oh, my God.
So.
Oh!
So then when they finally come, they had to break holes into the ceiling.
No.
Yeah.
Because they have to put these machines that are like industrial fans to mm-hmm. dry out the sheetrock, I guess. Or, you know, I don't know the terms for the layers mm-hmm. of walls, but it's something.
Yeah.
So they bust holes. They take out the base,
mm-hmm.
everything. Like, the room is like destroyed. And I'm just sitting there like, so I'm losing out on a campaign. This is shocking. I'm like, how did this happen? Because it's a bedroom. Where's that water coming from? I'm assuming everyone's bedroom is on that line.
Oh, my God.
So he tells me, and he was like, you know, the manager dude was like, I can't tell you what happened because I don't want the girl to be, like, crucified. But the cool part is the maintenance man later, I asked him, I was like, tell me what happened because I need to know.
Who left the damn water running upstairs?
So apparently, because it was a Friday night, remember, the one girl on the 8th floor got super drunk.
Oh my God.
She was with her friends, and I guess her toilet had already been clogged because of tampons and stuff.
It wasn't sewage, was it, friend?
Do you see what I'm saying? The weekend I had
raw sewage,
and I'm cleaning it, not knowing.
Friend, I am so sorry.
And y'all know how I am about my home. So I just had to take a lot of deep breaths this weekend. And I cracked a tooth. I burned my hand because I was under so much, like, stress over this that I, like, my steamer, the water leaned into my hand. Like, it just was a really strange weekend. But here's the wellness part of it. Because I was like, I still have to have a productive week. You know, the fans have literally... Do you know it sounds like there's a helicopter
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you have to leave them on.
Yeah.
They're not picking them up until tomorrow morning.
They sit low. They're big circles.
It's
and
six
then it's like a big thing that's
wide
and flat that blows the air.
And it's six of them. And then there's
Are
a
they
tube.
Dark gray and red or something
They're
like
green
that?
And black. Mm. And then there's a tube coming from them
mm-hmm.
that is going all the way across the bedroom, across the hallway floor, into my sink in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Draining the water.
Draining the water, because it's like a humidifier. Mm-hmm.
A dehumidifier.
A dehumidifier. Yeah. And so I have to deal with that tube, that sound, because the girl wanted to be drunk and not pay attention to the fact that her apartment was flooding
they
out.
They replace all their drywall.
She ruined, are you ready? 7 apartments. Because think about it, she's on the 8th floor. I'm on the 2nd floor, and she ruined my bedroom. Imagine the person that was on the 7th floor right under her. I don't even want to know what their place looks like.
Do you know what she looked like?
No.
Because...
And because my building doesn't have hallways,
get that app and snap a picture of everybody you see coming out that building.
The Clearview app. We're going to find her Instagram. No, but I just, so when the guy called me, he was like, call your renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't have renter's insurance. I've never had renter's insurance. I think, and I'm not even going to blame it on being a New Yorker, but I've been here my whole life. Mm-hmm. The projects, you don't have rent insurance.
Right. It's just never been a
concern. It's never been in my awareness, I should say. Not even a concern, but it's more so like it's not a conversation I've ever had. The adults in my life have never sat me down. I'm not going to blame anybody because I'm damn near 40, but it's just something that was not in my awareness. Yeah. And so when he said that, you know, you feel like a little kid because you're like, wow, that's...
Didn't even think about it. Like, damn.
And he's like, just call them. And luckily, I don't have a lot that got damaged because of how early I caught it.
Yeah.
The most I got damaged was a couple stacks of books. Mm-hmm. That's all replaceable. It's gross when you think about it because I had stacks of clothing that I hadn't figured out where to put yet, you know, since I'm still, like, figuring out storage options. So that's disgusting now that I know where the water was coming from.
I don't even want the shit no more.
I don't even want it. And I don't
want
to put
it. Literally shit. I don't want the shit no more.
And the fact they were saying that mold forms in 24 hours, you know, just a lot that had me shook up about it. But, I the interesting thing is when I was asking a lot of my friends, all my friends that are from New York didn't have renter's insurance, but all my implant friends all have renter's insurance. So it's so interesting. It's like two different worlds. But do you guys have renter's insurance?
I had it at my last apartment.
You
and
did?
I don't have it at my new one, but I'm getting it.
But you're getting it.
I just haven't had time to know.
Yeah,
but
to
I'm
get
that
together because you just moved too.
Yep.
And you have it?
I was the same way. Like, I had it at my last place, and now that I'm at my new place, I just never got to it because I just got my regular insurance back on track because we're at the top of the year.
Right.
So it's great that you mentioned this because now I'm back on track with that insurance.
Right.
I need to come back on track with that insurance.
And it's just so many things to think about.
They
so,
owe you a month of rent.
A month?
I mean, they owe me a lot of things.
Okay.
Because the fact that I missed a campaign.
Can that be rectified at all?
Well, Crystal was like, the girl, if she has renter's insurance, obviously she's going to be going through a lot.
No, fuck that bitch. I'm talking about the campaign.
Well, no.
Okay.
But it's fine because, you know, they understand it wasn't my fault. That was also pretty rough for me because I've never had to
cancel like that.
And cancel so last minute where they literally were expecting me on my flight. And it's like, y'all know how I am on my work. Like,
completely
it means a lot
understand.
To me. And so I was just like, wow, that sucked for me. I didn't want to look like I was unprofessional. Granted, it wasn't my fault, but you know, that's still like weird. Like, oh, my bedroom flooded. Like, I was like, ugh. I hated everything about
it.
Hated everything about it. Hated that my the landlord and the management just like were
nonchalant.
Reckless. Yeah, emailing me. Go on your flight. We'll figure it out. What do you... No, I'm not leaving my home. I want to know where this shitty water came from, and I want to know what to
and
do about it.
And y'all ain't finna just be in and out of my shit like that while I'm gone. And I don't know what the fuck y'all are or aren't paying attention to.
Clearly.
Why would you even make such a ridiculous suggestion?
Oh, it was just so... And I really, like you said, it was the nonchalance that bothered me because this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I'm thankful that I woke up and I'm such a light sleeper that you can
literally
that you could literally walk past me and I'll wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if I had left a couple hours earlier from my flight.
Yeah.
Or the night before. Yeah. Like, the way that it all panned out just kind of gave me anxiety. But in a way, you know me, I'm always going to figure out, like, what can I take from this? The most important one was, you're an adult. You should have
CYA.
Renters.
Ew, give us that referral. Yeah.
So one of the things, too, outside of, like, flooding and fire and whatever other perils, as the insurance company called it, one thing that I was, when I was looking it up, because I wanted to get an idea, like, mm-hmm. well, what does it cover? You know, mm-hmm. what exactly? So I looked up this article, a bunch of articles, but there was this website called lemonade.com, and mm-hmm. they are an insurance company. I'm not saying that I signed with them, but
this is an example.
But I love mm-hmm. that outside of just offering you insurance, they also have a lot of blog mm-hmm. posts mm-hmm. kind of breaking down, like, what's not covered, what is covered, what you have to get extra coverage for. Like, if you have fine jewelry that's over, like, $10,000.
Or a crazy ex. We ain't covering that shit.
But you know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. If you, one example they gave me is that if you have your phone and you go to a cafe and you go and leave your phone on the table, put your coffee order in, go back to your table and your phone is gone, that's covered under your renter's insurance. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I would never have thought that.
Double scam.
Me either, because I was at the coffee place. I ain't paying a damn thing here except for this cup of coffee. So renter's insurance.
And where we live, what's one of the biggest thefts? Bicycles.
Okay.
That's like a big business.
It's not covered?
It is covered. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously you have to check in with your renter's insurance, because I'm sure they're going
to
have, you know,
policy
different policies.
Policy.
Yeah, yeah, based on the company. So definitely don't take my word for it. It's more so to find that out. But I thought that was interesting, because I never would have thought that things outside of the actual apartment would be covered by the renter's insurance. One thing that they did say, too, is that they don't cover natural disasters. Mm-hmm. So if the flooding was because of rain or a hurricane or something,
you on your own.
You on your own with that one. It has to be damage that came internally from the drunk neighbor that was having a very litty Friday.
Nice.
And no.
So when we going up to the 8th floor?
I mean, just a little meet and greet.
Not with pans like Tanisha from Bad Girls Club.
And water.
But you know what? I was thinking, like, how fucked up is that? Like, think about the debt she's about to incur.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Unless she got drunk insurance.
I was going to say, unless she just got it like that and really don't give a fuck. Because how fucked up were you to where you had fucked up all of these apartments?
And you know what's wild? They were telling me that she fell asleep while, you know, when whatever it was in the bathroom that happened, she went to bed. So she didn't even catch when the water started coming out, and her entire apartment got flooded.
That's what she get.
So it wasn't until 6 in the morning when the maintenance man came. And remember, like I said, there are no hallways in my building because it's mm-hmm. elevator entrance. So he had to come to her terrace mm-hmm. and was banging on the glass for 20 minutes because she was sleeping. And he said he's seeing the water rushing through mm-hmm. the whole apartment like
Hell
a pool.
Nah.
And she's knocked out in the bedroom.
Hell no. Nah.
And then he said he saw her come up and literally in her groggy sleep kind of looking around like, oh, shit. You know, like he saw her when this came to her awareness of what was happening.
What the fuck was she just?
She wasn't on coke.
She must have Four Loko.
I was about to say,
everybody
she
was like,
coke?
Are you sure she was drinking?
Right.
I'm like, well, I don't know because I wasn't there.
The
but
goddamn
that's what...
tranquilizer.
Something.
The
shit.
Hell was she on?
But then, you know, she came out and was just like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And by then it had been running for hours. Because mm-mm. if I discovered it at 3:30
right.
and he didn't knock on her thing till 6 and water's still rushing out, like.
Mm-mm. No.
And you know what? It's scary to think about because it can happen to anybody. I don't think I would sleep right. through my house flooding. I really don't think so. Clearly, mm-hmm. if I could hear droplets and it woke me up. But you know, we're human. Shit happens, especially in apartments.
I've fallen asleep with food on the stove before.
I was gonna say, I
and woke up from it burning. And like the smell woke me up. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to set this bitch on fire. And then like Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We do like
but
how
I
many
ain't
times
never went to sleep with no shitty toilet backed up. Okay,
how many times have you so left your apartment and panicked because you couldn't remember if you turned something off?
Yes,
like ooh, the iron or the stove.
My space heater. One day I was like, did I unplug that space heater, Lord?
And you be on the train debating if I should go all the way
back. Like who can
I
call?
And there have been times where I have gone back because the panic was too heavy.
Yes,
and then it's not even on, but it's like it's fine. I'd rather check. Yep. You know, so that's why I'm like, I as angry as I was because it was such an inconvenience due to her negligence. Like, you know, I lost work. The sound of the helicopters that I have to try to sleep with because you can't turn them off. Like, and just the, you know, it's like a lot of anxiety because now they said what they're going to do when they come tomorrow is that they have to assess if the machines dried out the wall enough
to start the repair work.
Or they might have to rip out my entire ceiling.
Which is what would be my preferred solution anyway.
But like
let them get all that shit out of there.
When y'all put me in a hotel and how long y'all paying for it.
And they need to get all that shit out of there.
Yes.
And the guy was like, you're lucky because you have two bedrooms. He said for a lot of the upper apartments, that was their bedroom.
Damn.
And that fucking sucks.
Damn.
That sucks.
She
imagine you're
move.
Sleeping and sewer water is dripping on your face and your bed.
That's a nightmare. She needs to move.
I wonder, like, are they going to kick her? They can't kick her out, right?
Y'all can't.
They probably just
band
can't. They won't renew her lease.
Write a letter.
Get her out of here.
Pick it outside the damn apartment building entrance.
Damn, friend.
So that
the eighth floor has got to go. The eighth floor has got to go.
What if we pick it in? Get the drunk girl out of here. And then, you know what's funny now, since when I come home, I look up because I'm like, I want to catch her in the window or something.
She's wet. The eighth floor has got to go. I bet she's wet. The eighth floor has got to go. Y'all need to band together and get things right.
Get her out of here.
God.
Y'all need to, friend.
Get her out of here.
That shit. Yeah, that
literally.
Shit.
Send the Sandman Hot from shit. The Apollo upstairs on her ass with that cane thing.
It's a monetary. That visual just took me out.
Or Uncle Phil. Oh, God damn. Never mind. Do it like they did Jazzy Jeff on the first print. I bet she's wet. The eighth floor has got to go.
So I say all that to say this. Whether you caused the flood, whether the flood happens to you, or fire, or you, like we said, it happens with your... With you.
Cover.
It happens with, you know, you forgetting that you left the damn stove on, which I've done before. Renter's insurance, y'all. Many of you know this already. I'm sure many of you have been on this, but for the few or many who are like me, just weren't thinking about this shit, because as adults... The shit you have to pay for already
is ridiculous.
A lot.
And even when I was reading the articles so that I was trying to inform myself to see like which company I should go with, when they were saying like, oh, we don't cover natural disasters, but then there's like a flooding insurance that you have to get like on top of that. I'm like, are you kidding? And there was at least five times within the article where it was like extra insurances. And we all know insurance is like the biggest hustle.
Why was I watching Broad City? And it was an episode where they were trying to go to the destination wedding. So when they were at the car rental spot, the lady offered all these different insurances. And she was the black woman from Orange is the New Black. It just hit me. So she offered all these insurances. They got all of them. Long story short, Lincoln, the black dude on there, he stayed with the rental car because he's the one that ended up getting it because it blew out a tire. So... at the end, they show him getting charged for shit, and she was like, I bought all the insurances, and she was like, you didn't buy this insurance. She's like, I bought everyone you offered. She was like, you didn't ask. And it was like, you offered 10 different ones. It was a shock that she didn't offer
that.
Damn.
That's biggest how hustle it feels, ever. Though. It's just such a hustle. We're trying to, like, stay afloat with health insurance, dental insurance.
Booger insurance. They got insurance for everything now. Damn. You'd be like, booger what the insurance. Fuck? Something's going to happen to that, too?
The only good thing with renter's insurance, from what I saw, is that it is relatively affordable.
Yeah,
like you can get it $5 a month up to $50, $60. Obviously, it's based on the coverage that you're looking for. If you, and that's the thing too. Like they were saying, one of the myths is that people were like, "Oh, I don't have like expensive things in my house. You know, I don't have artwork that's like expensive or fine jewelry or any of the like. But it, think about it, anyone who's had to start from scratch in an apartment, forks, spoons,
everything,
towels, all that shit adds up. And before you know it, you're like spending thousands of dollars. So it's best to like be protected so you don't ever have to start from scratch by
or else
force.
The next chant gonna be about you. I bet she's wet. The eighth flow has got to go.
And like I said, the most interesting part was the coverage that you get with things outside of your home, because it's still your stuff, which is what you're covering in the insurance. So that is interesting. That actually I thought was like a little bit more incentive.
Yeah, it makes it more, I guess, appealing.
Yeah, yeah, way more. They even said like, you know, accidents, like if you spill something on someone's laptop, your insurance will cover it. Yeah, your insurance will cover that. And that happens too, especially if you're someone that like works at libraries or cafes.
What if I spill something on my own laptop?
Well, I mean, they're just going to be like,
he's with it.
So I just wanted to bring that into awareness, because like I said, it was not a combo I was ever having.
Yeah.
And so, as shitty as this situation was, I mean, I'm thankful that at least like I pulled that from it, because now I will, that will be handled.
And she nasty for backing her toilet up in the first damn place. You nasty. Kind of, what kind of diet this bitch got? I mean, she, her shit's
no,
so
it was
rock
her
solid.
Tampons. Tampon stuff. So she was throwing tampons in the toilet.
Well, she can't. Well, that. Well,
I mean, I don't know.
That makes me even more mad.
I'm wondering if she was young.
Was she?
Because I'm getting like my first apartment vibes. Right. You know what I mean? Like that's a vibe I'm getting. Like the fact that you don't know these things, but we don't know. It could be an older person. We really don't know.
Right.
But
true.
Whatever the case is, protect your neck.
No, I'm just
protect your neck.
For real.
And your walls and your desk and your computer.
Yo, everything.
Now I'm just staring at the ceiling like you're shitty. How do you clean a ceiling?
And what kind of air? What does that mean for the air quality in your unit? Like all that stuff. Like,
I just, and you,
and who wants to?
And
move?
The irony that this would happen after just last week, I was talking about like all the time I spent. But you know, but it's all right. This is life. This is life. I'm blessed.
So
it could have been worse. It could have been, you know, my whole apartment, or it could have been that beautiful bedroom I've worked on, and it was none of that. So only thing that got shittied up was some books and some clothes, and other people lost their entire bedroom. So grateful, but renter's insurance, look into it. And that's this week's wellness segment. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Breakfast cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But as an adult, you realize that all your favorites were full of sugar and junk. Magic Spoon, however, is a new cereal company that's discovered a way to recreate your favorite childhood cereals. Are you ready with this? With zero sugar.
What?
Zero sugar. And 12 grams of protein, which, you know, those of us that are working out on beast mode right now, we need all the protein we can get. And only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon offers 4 flavors based on the all-time classics. So they have cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, plus a variety pack that lets you try them all.
What's your flavor?
They recreated the taste and texture of classic sugary cereal, but it tastes so incredible that you'd never guess it was healthy. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free, and all the other hipster things you might be looking for in food.
Yeah.
So they sent us a couple of boxes. First of all, the boxes are really cute.
They were really colorful and bomb.
It felt very like millennials making cereal. Yep. It was like cool design, like the aesthetic was nice. And then when I tasted it, I was like, are you sure this doesn't have sugar? Because it tasted very sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to open up a box of mine.
They're not lying when they say they recreated our childhood classics.
I
legit
want the frosted one.
That's the one that I tasted.
With extra. Extra magic.
And the, and the cocoa one, and I'm, funny enough, I'm not really like a big chocolate person. But it was actually my favorite.
Really?
Surprisingly.
Me, yeah.
You have to taste it. It's very, very good.
You
they did
go
a
back.
Great job. Oh my. So go to magicspoons.com/ friendzone to grab a variety pack and try it today. And use promo code friendzone at checkout to get free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. I like that, a happiness guarantee. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So that's magicspoon.com/friendzone and code friendzone for free shipping. And trust me, you guys, regardless of what flavor you get, you're going to love them. They did a great job.
What's your flavor?
Grateful, but renter's insurance, look into it. And that's this week's wellness segment. And now let's move on back to Asante and Mr. Music Man. Let's lighten up the mood.
I ain't got nothing to say, friend. Ain't no new music.
No?
Back to you. No, I'm just, after that, I feel so bad, friend.
It's fine. It's good. Like I said, it could have been so much worse. So I'm just thankful that even when they asked me, like, what was damaged, I literally just showed them clothing and books. And they were like, oh, you're good. You know, like.
No, I'm actually not.
I mean, emotionally, I'm not.
So, yeah, just a little shit over my head, but I'm good, you know.
But, you know, like I said, it is what it is.
Yeah, well.
I gotta work through it. But that's, and then I cracked a tooth. This was just, January
you
came
a
with a bang.
It's time for you to get on a plane.
January came with a bang, but I am all right.
Maybe next month we'll find you a sexy single. Just something to look at.
Things will flush out next month.
Oh, my
man.
God.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
Laugh, man, to get through this. We got to laugh to keep from crying.
Well, what you got, Asante?
Well, this week in music, I thought we should do something we haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do an icebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys remember icebreakers where we just like did little fun questions and stuff? So I've been watching tons and tons of like soul ciphers. You know, the latest one we had Keisha Cole, Leandria, Carl Thomas, Anthony Hamilton.
What show was this? Soul Train?
This was the, yes, the Soul Train Awards. They had, they aired on BET, and so they did the, they do a BET Soul Cypher or the Soul Train Soul Cypher if it's not on BET, I guess, but usually it's on BET. But there's always somebody in there showing up and showing out. You know, Fantasia's been in the Soul Cypher. Kelly Price has done Soul Cypher. That was the year with Luke James, BJ
and
the
Queen
Chicago
Naja.
Kid, Queen Naja, yes.
No.
Speaking of, and because that was so funny, I don't even know if Lil Mo has ever done the Soul Cypher. Maybe she's done it a long time ago.
She would.
So actually, that's where I was going to go. I named a bunch of people that have done the Soul Cypher. So for those of you listening, we might name people that have done it and we just don't remember or we don't give a fuck because we're just doing this. But I want to ask, hypothetically, who would you have in a BET Soul Cypher? I'm just going to throw out a bunch of names. These aren't people you have to necessarily use, but just to get you a reminder of kind of the feel of where we used to go with this or where we could go with this. I would love to see and still hear, and I know people probably don't care anymore that might be listening, Deborah Cox.
Oh, yeah, she still got it.
Of course.
I just want to see it just because there were so many other songs there, but, you know, I just want to know, like, what type of woman she's going to do when she be when she does the Soul Cypher. Like, you know, I don't know how he got here because, you know, they always do a little shout out to some of their old hits or something like that, but I would love to hear Deborah Cox in a Soul Cypher. I don't know if Kiki Wyatt's done it, but, you know, her over singing ass, she would do great in the Soul Cypher.
Jennifer Hudson.
I was gonna say, wow. Selena Johnson.
Selena Johnson would wear that Soul
in a Soul Cypher
down to the floor.
She
do
would,
you hear me?
She would kill it. She would fucking kill it. She was
Selena. Do you hear me? Get your ass to the Soul Cypher.
You know how I was talking about Faith and Kelly Price.
Yeah.
I would love for Selena Johnson
Kelly
to be
Price.
That. I always talk about.
I love Kelly.
That's
Price.
The friend zone after dark.
Okay,
don't
okay,
do
okay,
it.
Okay,
don't
okay,
do
okay,
it.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah. Don't get yourself canceled.
Oh no.
So yeah, those are just those are a lot of women, but you know, there's tons of people that could do a Soul Cypher.
Okay, so who else could do it?
D'Angelo, he could come out and do it. I think Music Soul Child.
Bilal.
Music. I don't know about music.
Why?
I don't know if you got a strong enough thing going on right now to, you know, you got to, it takes, to me, you have look, to, part of the soul, part of a successful stint in the Soul Cypher
yes.
is your prowess, your presence overall, like as a singer. Mm-hmm. And to me, there needs to be a ferocious element to your approach. You need to like, yeah, you know, you got to on that motherfucker. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He might have a little run or two in him we ain't know about.
Yeah, but you have to approach it with the mindset of, this is the goddamn Soul Cypher, and I'm about to fuck this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see that coming from... Now, Anthony Hamilton packs a punch.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So you, I put BJ the Chicago Kid.
He was, he's done it before.
He did it last year. Yeah. Yep.
Dope.
He was dope.
I mean, he's dope as fuck.
And he wore it out.
I believe
he
it.
He wore it out. That was amazing.
PJ.
He did it. PJ definitely should. PJ and JoJo.
Ari fucking Lennox.
Ari Lennox.
She's perfect. She would be perfect.
Yep.
Quinn.
Hop in the ring, boo. Yep. Put Quinn in there for real.
Damn.
Quinn would actually get busy.
Yes,
in that
she
month.
Would. Unexpectedly busy, which is my favorite.
Okay,
kind.
I have a random ass Soul Cypher, just concept or idea. If they took like people that were in groups, whether it was like you know, R&B groups, like from Boys to Men to
like
Drew Hill,
C of the group, right?
Well, any which one of the members for the Soul Cypher. Mm-hmm. So like if it. Why did you say that? Oh, so, like, let's say if Michelle Williams wanted to come in and she doing a Soul Cypher.
She would act, that's another person who would, like, wear it.
And the nerve. I hate society because the nerve of her when she took off that mask on The Masked Singer and, you know, say she had to do it for her confidence. Michelle Williams, we love your motherfucking
love
ass.
You. Queen
like,
of Bridges.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't play. We were going down the records that Michelle, we were like, y'all want to play that she slayed, but she slayed.
Let me
now,
tell
didn't
you something.
She?
Michelle Williams had a television show with Dietrich Haddon. I think it was on. I can't remember what network
it was like.
WeTV
TV or something. The church show?
Yes.
Yes.
I went to, they had a premiere in New York and I went and I will never forget her wearing, I went straight to her catalog on the streaming services after I left out of
Fix
there.
My Choir. That's what it was.
She sang live.
Fix My Choir.
Michelle Fix Williams is, choir. Is an incredible vocalist for real.
Yes. And they were disrespectful on that show. I didn't like when they were like, wasn't you in Destiny Child? Why you not in Destiny Child? Like, bitch, I'm here helping your raggedy ass so you could try to be in Destiny Child one day. Anyway, I just think it would be a dope idea if they did the Soul Cypher.
I told you how church people give people the finger. Them the ones I was talking about. Go ahead.
So like if you took Kima Keisha or Pam.
Ooh, yes.
Somebody from 702.
Mm-hmm. Mila still got it.
Yeah. Actually, I liked all three of them when I heard them on the Black History, the Black Music Honors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were all three performing. They all had a little part. And I was like, okay, everybody is in good fighting shape. So just a little random idea. Soul Cypher, if y'all start putting like R&B groups or throwbacks, you know, members that can't really be with their group no more instead of marrying them groups.
You know who else could give it a go? Ashanti.
Yes.
Give us one with the 90s ladies. Give me Ashanti, Monica. Give me Brandy.
Yes.
Give me, who else still got it? Throw Shantae Moore ass up there.
Oh,
she
can
still wear it out. Give me, who else can,
I know,
who else should
right?
we call? Let me think who else is still
What happened?
It.
Where is Marsha Ambrosius?
Let's do a white cypher. JoJo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jesse J.
Of course.
Sam Sparrow.
Well, look, since I blew the dust off Marsha Ambrosius, I want to blow the dust off Daily.
Daily.
Okay. I don't know where the fuck he went.
Daily. I was just watching his video on what's that dude that does the song association videos with the blue wall?
Oh, I know you're talking
Terrell?
About. Yeah, yeah,
Terrell
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Grice. I hope I'm saying his name right. Sorry, y'all, but he's a YouTuber and he does song association videos with different singers and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's really funny but really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Daly's, of course, was like, whoa.
Had to be.
He's
put Robin
strong.
In there to fuck up the Texas.
Robin. Hell
Robin
yeah.
Robin in there.
And you know, okay,
damn, that's a
bomb just,
white cyber.
Mm-hmm. This is a really, really, really random side note. I don't know how high I was when this happened to me or why I even thought
and
about
the girl
it.
From Paramore. Go ahead.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
Haley.
Yeah, Haley got to do that white cyber. I want to hear Amber Riley.
And Napalm from Hiatus Coyote.
And all three of Haim.
See?
All three of them
all
hosts.
Three.
Tegan and Sarah, get
look,
y'all ass
look,
in there too.
Low key, they the ones hosting it like Erykah Badu. They take Erykah Badu's spot. They're going to be over
DJing.
There clapping. Hi, y'all.
Yeah.
We're high.
Yep.
Today,
yep.
we're doing the cypher.
And Lady Gaga.
Oh my God. How could we forget those?
Tell
the,
me something.
How could we forget?
Yeah, I always think of you when I
Stephanie.
Hear that song.
I'm telling you.
Stephanie.
Shadow.
I want to hear Amber Riley.
Already, just thinking about it.
I want to hear Amber Riley sing Robin songs. I don't know when or why that, well, that makes happened sense to me. But
I want to hear that. Future sing Fool of Me by Nate Michelle and Daniel Cello. Imagine Future singing you that. Mm-hmm. You hear it, don't you?
Fool of me.
Tell me why.
Yeah. But I really hear it, though. And I that hear him doing his own so Future runs in the back.
Yeah, with the voice box and shit. Go ahead. I'm telling you, Future needs to cover.
You know
cover
who's
going to
do it?
Me.
Tory Lanez. Now that you said it.
Why are you playing?
Shout out to Tory
Chicks
Lanez.
Tapes what 10.
A, Chicks Tapes was...
Listen now, I have a list of records for Chicks Tapes. I can map out Chicks Tapes 6 through 10 for Tory Lanez.
And speaking of Soul Cypher and 90s girls, Ashanti wore that Chicks Tape song out.
She did.
She sounded great.
Oh,
she did.
Yeah.
She did.
I mean,
and looked
Ashanti
good as fuck on the cover,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she did.
Can I talk about how good Ashanti looked? I mean, she was ridiculous in, but she looked fucking fantastic. And y'all are not going to notice.
That Sweet Thing performance.
Where'd she do that?
You are
sound
you Katie,
like that. Katie,
right? Look, that's how she was screaming. Woo! When I seen her in Resident Evil. I forgot she was in the Resident Evil movie. And she was acting so terribly along Mike Epps, and it was so funny to watch. But she just looked so damn good. I was like, I see why y'all cast her fine ass. But yeah, that's really it for the Music Man segment. Wants to do the icebreaker. Now we get to do the part where you get to tell me. And he had it on deck. Yeah. I thought he was getting his listen lately, and he got me good. Now we move on to the listens lately, where you guys get to hear about what we've been listening to lately. So, Fran, start us off. Please tell me, what have you been listening to?
So, speaking of Tory Lanez, this song, you know, I always say how on Spotify, once your playlist finishes or whatever album, they mm-hmm. give you like suggested songs that are similar. So, this artist named Brianna Cash, are mm-hmm. y'all familiar?
Mm-hmm, I'm not, but familiar. I'm already interested.
Right? So, she has a record with Tory Lanez, and it's called Numb, mm-hmm. and it's really good. That's how it goes. Begging me to stay like I'm the one. Choosing someone else when it's all you've ever done. I'm suffocating while you're taking my pain just like it's yours. And I'm silent while you're crying, cause you're feeling it all and now I can't feel nothing. Numb. Come on.
Let me find it. Out. Let me find out Tory Lanez working on the next Diddy Dirty Money over there.
Please. Because
that
let
right
that
there.
That was dope, though, that far side. I like the way they flipped that far
right?
side.
Right? When
sample.
I came
yeah.
in, I literally, you know, when your neck turned, you'd be like, ooh.
It got real.
This?
It got real. Yeah.
Even though Tory always gets you with the nostalgia.
Always.
Like,
yeah.
come on. You can't Every sample time. Our stuff and not have us going crazy. So, another record. I really hope I'm saying her name right. Shensia.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Bitch, I'm the best, 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 best,
yeah,
best.
Yeah, or Shensia, best. Shensia. I should have definitely looked it up. But it's S-H-E-N-S-E-E-A. Mm-hmm. She has a record with Tyga. Shout mm-hmm. out to the collabs. And it's called Blessed. And it's a great song to blessed, add to blessed, your workout blessed. Playlist.
That's
yep,
that's
and here's
song.
How it goes. Yep. Shensia. First thing in the morning, when I wake up, thank God for life. Look in the mirror, say, bitch, I'm the best, 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 best. Way too blessed, 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 blessed. Bitch, I'm the best, 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 best. Way too blessed, 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 blessed. No matter why I try, 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 you could never be me. Let me take this blood clot worldwide wide. Never had to pretend 10-10. I'm a 5x2, that's a 10-10-10. Never ever beg friend, friend, friend. If they're not with me, me no worry about them. Whoa. Blind man can't see. So it's Shensia.
That's the jam.
That song was the shit.
You said they be playing that at the club. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that must
I'm
go
I'm about
off.
To play that at the happy hour. That's my shit.
I know that goes.
List.
Let me add that to hour two.
And then I gotta give some love to Pop Smoke.
What song? What song did you like?
Baby.
Oh my God. You almost made me pee on myself.
Sorry.
So he dropped a new record called Christopher Walking. And this is how it go.
Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide.
Crazy.
That apartment then got Fran so mad. She in her rap bag right now. Fran been walking around New York listening to Wu-Tang and shit and Pop Smoke. You know
listening to drill, man. Yeah, ready to throw a rock from the eighth floor. No,
going through a thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, my music has gotten aggressive this week. You know, what's funny? I created a drill play.
No.
It's for the gym, though.
Oh, damn.
What else you been listening to, Fran?
I'm trying to think of... Oh, okay, last one. 22 G's.
Oh, mm-hmm, you been, mm-hmm,
Suburban.
You been on to the shit.
Hoodie on, mask on, strap drawn, try to run, he ain't get that far. Fist bow, try spin that block, gang, gon' switch that car. Killer, I brought day, get blasted, lawyer gon' spank that car. Hanging out all black Suburbans, Blicky gon' hit that target. Hoodie on, mask on, strap drawn, try to run, he ain't get that far. Fist bow, try spin that block, gang, gon' switch that car. Killer, I brought day, get blasted, lawyer gon' spank that car. Hanging out all black Suburbans, Blicky gon' hit that target.
Yeah, the kid is angry.
So that's how you feeling,
that's
friend?
That's how I'm feeling this week. Shit.
Damn, I feel you. I understand.
I'm feeling stressed.
That was 22 G's. The record's called Suburban Part 2.
I was just listening to the Sniper Gang Freestyle. I'm like, why am I listening to a song titled Sniper Gang Freestyle?
Yeah.
I feel you. All right, then, Dustin, what you been listening to, Shawty?
I'm about to hit y'all with a few songs this week.
Come on. You overdue, so come on in.
This song, I'm not even gonna qualify them. It's just dope shit. This song is called Dance Monkey. No offense. And it's,
damn.
And it's by Tones and I.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. One more time. Ooh, I see you every time. And oh my, I like your style.
Dope as fuck.
Dope, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I feel like I heard it in a commercial or something.
Right.
Or somewhere.
It is a song that they use in a couple different commercials. The next song that I want to show y'all is by Dan Tolliver. It's on the Jack Boys Project, which is the Travis Scott mixtape that has like all his artists or whatever from his label on there.
Huncho Jack.
It's called Had Enough, and it's featuring Quavo and Offset, and this is like my shit right now. See y'all ready?
Yes, love that.
I know you had enough.
Shit.
Right.
I like
that
song too. It's called
Had Enough
by Dan Tolliver, featuring Quavo and Offset, and it's on the Jack Boys Project, which is like I said, Travis Scott's little label mixtape.
Spike Lee, do the right thing.
The jam.
Record
so
crazy.
Speaking of Selena Johnson from earlier, she has a song called Freelance Lover. On her new album, Woman, that's about to come out on January 30th, I believe is the release date. Forgive me if that's not the actual day, but it's the end of this month. It's coming out, but it's called Freelance Lover. It's an acapella song. It's just, let me just play it. I told you I ain't qualifying this shit anyway, so what am I even talking for? Here's the song.
You're such a heartbreaker. Who loves the idea of love? You see a pretty girl walking in. Don't wanna make her your girlfriend. You don't care about the circumstance. You just wanna take her home. Make love to her, then leave her alone. Walk out her life, fuck up her mind, and leave her like all you own. So many broken hearts.
You're just a freelance lover, slipping from the fingers.
Sorry it was so long, but I just had to let y'all really get a feel for it. That's Freelance Lover by Selena Johnson, and I love that song. So that's it for y'all this week.
Loving it.
What about you, Asante? What you listening to?
Well, I'm not going to play this song. I have other songs I'm about to play. I just wanted to quickly shout out Jhené Aiko. She put out Pussy Fairy.
Shout out to the Aaliyah tribute.
Yes. I was not expecting.
Because I'm not on that. What happened?
She danced and it was like Aaliyah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Had the whole little swag.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, you know, Jhené, I appreciate you for always putting out these records, looking the way you look, and just always setting a vibe. So shout out to Pussy Fairy. I wanted to make sure I mentioned
Pussy
that.
Pussy Fairy.
Right. Pussy Fairy, OTW.
So
I have some random songs I want to shout out, and I'm going to play like a couple of snippets. I'm going to try to keep this down to three. The first song that I want to play a little bit of is a song that I just kind of been jigging to off and on. I be hearing music in passing and then I Shazam it. And I'm like, I gotta come back and dance to that later. So this song,
I always wanted to say that while I was slapping the shit out of somebody. Shazam!
That's so random.
Shout out to Sleepy Rose. This song is called Woo. It's not Rihanna.
Or Jesse.
This is real. Yeah, you ain't have a drip, you got a dip, Jack, you know what I'm saying?
Turn the block, they like it out, yeah.
Big blood come through your block, hanging out the roof. And I got them fight, that's on blood, I was shoot. And if I put you down, that's no cap, I tell the truth. Yeah, sweet that baby block, sweet that bitch, time with the boom.
If you would like to continue to get crunk, then you have to look up Sleepy Rose, and that song is called Woo.
That was tight.
I love a little something that always makes
woo,
me move
woo,
my...
Woo, yeah.
Right. And it reminded me of that song that came out with the nigga that came out, Crunk Ain't Dead. Nigga, yeah, nigga, yeah, nigga, yeah. Crunk ain't dead, crunk ain't dead, crunk ain't dead.
Wasn't it by Kelly Clarkson? She got, hey, she in the Soul Cypher.
I was just about
too.
To say, and now that you mention it, now that you mention it, we forgot
by
to put her
BT dub, okay? Because we all done heard Beautiful Disaster Live by Kelly Clarkson. What was that song she had about them eyes? Here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces.
Me and those dreaming eyes of mine.
Ooh, no, D'Angelo. Can't you hear her saying it? Saying it. Kelly Clarkson could
she
do
it.
Kelly
Price.
Could you imagine Kelly Price and Kelly Clarkson doing a duet?
Ooh.
Your face.
What are the lyrics, Dustin? What song? What do you hear them
what
singing?
What could they do? They could do "The Boy Is Mine." They would tear "The Boy Is Mine" up. Kelly Price and Kelly Clarkson, "The Boy Is Mine." They be, can't you hear it?
"The Boy Is Mine."
Put Kelly Clarkson in a skirt with that Monica split like she had on in the video.
Randomly, I can't hear it. I don't know why, and it sounds so clear.
It's good, too. Ain't
it? It is. It is. I'm thinking about Kelly Clarkson. Okay. Anyway, I want to shout out also, see also as well. So basically the record that I just played, it was a part of a 2-pack released by True TRU. There's a song with 2 Chainz and Schoolie. It's called Virgil Discount. And I'm going to play y'all a snippet of that.
Check me out now. Tony. Yeah. Walked out of Louis looking like a Virgil Discount. If it ain't 100, it's a miscount. 7 days a week, I smoke 6 ounces. If a chick with me, she like big houses. If a chick with me, she like foreign cars. If a chick with me, she like Goyard. If a chick with me, she like protein. Make a sick of rich nigga clothes off. Pull her to the
flame with my dough. So 2 Chainz is back. Not with Lizzo playing the flute.
That's
but,
Lizzo on that flute. I don't care what y'all say.
And while you playing, it just would have been hilarious if Lizzo had been like, I've been playing flew for years on 2 Chainz and Future records. Anyway, I've been listening to a lot of hip hop lately. I've also been listening to a lot of R&B on repeat, but it's been the stuff that's kind of been out. I've been living a little bit longer with Tinashe's project. I'm still fucking with
it's
it.
It's amazing.
I actually love every track now.
Me too.
There's one track that I could kind of do without, but that's a sometimesy thing.
What's like your favorite song on the album?
I don't have one. I like so many of them because Story of Us was pulling to me for a very long time. I love the production on Cash Race and the Switch Up. I also really, really enjoy, what's the one? Oh, no, I was thinking about Ghetto Boy. That's not on there.
No, but that's an incredible song. Because
you made me live
made
with Ghetto
like
Boy.
Song,
so I, now yeah. I always go to it and I'm like, damn, this song ain't that bad. Like, it is kind of...
And I want to be in that video because you know how artists be shooting old videos sometimes. Yeah. I really want to be the Ghetto Boy in that video, Tinashe.
And speaking of old videos, this ain't even old, but Tinashe, you still owe us the Cash Race video. I have not forgotten.
My favorite song on the project is Life's Too Short.
Oh, yes.
And I really would like for her to do a video for that song. Have you heard it?
I don't think so. Well, I've heard the album, so I probably just don't know it by title.
I know you still love me. It's been a long time without you. Can't help it. FaceTiming all night, can't sleep lonely. Now that you're gone, like a 2020 vision, but it's all that you're here. I can see it in another way. I just wanna feel you on me. Fuck all of that child's play. This shit right here, can't get enough. Who gon' hunt you down?
Y'all got to stream yeah. it on your own.
Yes.
I'm familiar. Yes. That's a pretty song.
Yes. And speaking of things that I've also lived with, I wanted to make sure I mentioned Missy Elliott. Drip Demeanor was always a go for me. I'm glad that we've gotten a video for almost every song off the project. With that said, Missy, you know, if you have it in your heart, I would just love for a video for Cool Off. I've been listening to Cool Off. For those of y'all that didn't listen to the latest project, Cool Off is one of the songs on there, and it is a hot song. I don't know why it's called Cool Off when it's so hot, but, you know, Missy just keeps coming with the magic. So this is my last pick, and then we're getting out of here, or then we're going to TV Land, I should say. Missy Elliott, Iconology, this is Cool Off.
This is a Missy Elliott exclusive.
You ain't never seen Missy and this bitch doing shit you ain't never seen. Get it, 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 get it. Back.
Damn.
What y'all don't know is we be dancing in the studio every time we play the song. Anytime we play any music in here, we dance.
It goes. It goes. So for those of y'all that have been sleeping or y'all just forgot that Missy's back, Missy is back.
Damn, I need to add that to my workout playlist.
That right there, when I first heard the first song, Throw It Back, I thought that Cool Off was going to be like second or third single. But all the visuals I love, so hopefully she's just giving us all the visuals for all the tracks. So I want to have shout out. I wanted to say thank you, Missy. Want to say thank you, Tinashe. Y'all give me projects that I've been living with for a while. And thank you to Tory Lanez because there were too many damn projects or tracks on there for me to not live with. Quick shout out to Party Next Door. He just dropped his video for Loyal featuring Drake. It's a claymation video. It's not what you would expect, but I think it's still cool and interesting to watch. So check it out. And that's it for the Music Man segment. And now we can move on down the road to TV land. Dustin Ross, what the fuck have you been watching?
Really briefly.
Brief. Okay,
we just need to touch on Real Housewives of Atlanta because it's a whole lot of going on. Last week there was a huge blow up in Toronto that spilled over to this week. I mean, it almost got physical. NeNe is unraveling before our eyes, and I don't know what's going on, but something is, because she's doing shit on this show, friend, that is so ridiculous.
But isn't that every season?
Lately. And so that's why I'm like, NeNe is unraveling. Like, I don't know if it's them shiftless ass sons. I don't know what it is, but like something is going on and NeNe is like bugging.
Yeah.
So just watch the show. And Kenya is making incredible television, but I didn't like what she did to Tanya Sam last week because I don't really feel like Tanya deserved that.
Nope.
So I wanted to touch on that really quick. One other thing I want to touch on briefly, the trailer for Love & Hip Hop. They have a mid-season trailer that just came out today. And in the trailer, Yandy is seen getting physical with Kimbella. And if you, see what I mean? And if you've watched that show, you know that that's kind of, not even kind of, that's out of character for Yandy and what she's presented on the show. But it's completely understandable if you've been keeping up. And Kimbella has been literally asking for it for like three seasons. And it's just tricky, but we're going to talk more about friendship next week, so we'll put a pin in that.
Friends.
Anyway, the last thing that I wanted to, the main topic I wanted to discuss rather during the TV Land segment this week is Netflix, because right now it's a lot going on in Netflix that people need to pay attention to. So first of all, the Aaron Hernandez doc. I don't know if you guys
get a chance to watch it, but it's on my list.
Oh, you watched it?
I did.
Shout out to his cousin. Okay. Because that is what you call loyal down like four loyal. Flats. Okay? And without spoiling things, I don't give a damn. It's something that people need to watch.
Yeah.
And to me, when I think about Aaron Hernandez, I think about him being a killer. And I don't think about anything else. And if you watched it, well, you watched it, so you know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
I don't think about nothing else. So I'm having trouble understanding why this narrative has been created.
Trying to humanize him?
In the most personal way, you know, for us all. So I don't know. Watch the doc, and we'll pick it back up.
Yay.
New season of Grace and Frankie is upon us.
I'm
y'all know
so
I love
behind.
That show.
So behind.
I don't even know what season I'm on.
If you want good laughs, it's Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda. Watch the show.
And Lily Tomlin is literally me.
She's like older friend, for real. And I love
and the fact
Lily
that it's
Tomlin.
Frankie, yes. Like, come on. Love it.
So shout out to that. Of course, The Circle. Which you all know we've watched. It's everybody's
spoiler
talking
alert,
about
my
it.
My fave one.
Congratulations.
You know what I will say?
I can call
I
him.
Will say, in the last two or three episodes, somewhere in there, Joey, I was like, all right, I guess I wouldn't mind you being in the final.
Yeah, he's funny.
But I didn't want him to win. That still
I never got
I
over
going.
Him vilifying the black...
Antonio?
Yeah, I know, out the
I,
gate.
I don't like that shit.
Yo, so, I'm not going to lie.
I feel you, though.
When Antonio got sent home, I just knew he was going to pull up on Joey's ass and be like, yeah, I am real motherfucker, so what is it? But
then we also have the Tyler Perry feature, A Fall From Grace, which that's the cover
I watched
right
it.
You watched it?
I watched it last night.
Oh, damn, I knew I should have watched.
Maya was like, you gotta watch this.
Mm-hmm. Once I saw Makai Brooks in that wig, I was like, ooh, I do not
I
know
just
if I
was
can
curious because
right
it was causing such an uproar.
It's the talk of the town.
Listen, every time I go on Twitter, they're talking about this movie, shit. The wig.
You know what? Shout out to Netflix. I got invited to watch a private screening of the movie before it came
and
out.
And you looked so cute.
Thank you, friend.
On the couch.
But I enjoyed myself. And the thing about it was, I went into that film with the idea of, I said, I'm finna have me good
open-minded.
Yeah, be open-minded and have a good time. I wanted to be entertained, and I was. And so there you have it. I had a good time, and we'll watch it again.
It was very funny.
Because, honey, Grace fell. So, okay. Then you have Cheer, which is a really cool documentary.
Love, love, love.
Oh,
Cheers.
I saw you know how when you go on Netflix, it'll just start playing, like the preview?
Oh, shit. Sorry, y'all.
I saw
like that right there.
So it's really good, huh?
Yes, it's really
Cheer
fucking good.
I won't give away too many details, but it's a great, it's gripping. It catches you up, and then you are completely emotionally invested.
Wow, yes. Who knew?
Into everybody.
Who
into
knew?
Everybody.
Everybody.
There's another one. I hate being ill prepared like this, but there was another one that just came to me that I watched on Netflix about a football team. What is it called? Last Chance U or Last Chance?
Oh yeah, I never watched it, but yeah, I know
something like that is. That's fantastic. Good too. It's about this junior college where they send a lot of athletes that could have went to like D1 schools or whatever.
Oh, damn.
But because they have to do whatever, for whatever reason, they ended up at this school, and it's where they pick athletes to go into those schools or be drafted straight into the league.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And yeah, and it is, again, each two seasons they change locations to a different school. I won't give away too much, but it's incredible. Netflix has some great fucking
yes.
content, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do. Shout out to Numa. Her movie Jezebel, it just came out
God,
on Netflix.
Oh my God, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. You saw the movie?
Because I love Numa.
I went to the premiere and watched it with her.
It was good.
She was like, y'all can talk. I was like, don't tell me that. Because I was up in there having a blast. Because that shit was good. It was right up my alley. I loved it. I got to watch it again. So shout out to Numa. Jezebel's her movie on Netflix.
And shout out to the Astronomy Club.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Oh, I still haven't. I have to give it a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, watch that. It's really good. Shout out to Keisha. And that's it, you guys. That's it for TV Land. And I guess that's it for the show.
That's it for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
Just come catch us again February 13th at Sony Hall. We're very excited to have this literal lovely show coming up for you guys. Tickets are available at sonyhall.com/thefriendzone with dashes in between. Or you can just search The Friend Zone. Once you get on Sony Hall's site, it'll come right up. February 13th, doors open at 7 p.m. Dinner and drinks are available for purchase. So this is a very cabaret style, not Jocelyn's.
Okay.
Okay.
But she might be coming out. No, I'm sorry.
So come on out and see us February 13th.
Oh, yeah. Also, don't forget, you can follow us on the Twitters at FriendZonePod. And if you want to connect with us through the email, it's thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com.
And on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, and
the
Facebook.
The Friend Zone Podcast. Definitely check us out.
All business inquiries to the Friend Zone at loudspeakersnetwork.com.
Yes, please.
Okay.
As always, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.